Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Would absolutely love if the Buffalo Sabres brought him. I would love to see the Buffalo Sabres go get Lou Lamoriello. He would do it for $100,000. He would do it for $100,000. He would turn that whole ship around. I would shave my face every day if that was able to happen.
Paul Bissonnette and Ryan Whitney there on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Sabres search for a senior advisor. Advisor watch. Advisory. Watch. No, it's an advisor advisory.
Advisor advisory. You're right. That's better. Advisor advisory.
Right. Have we not yet elevated the advisor watch to an advisor advisory?
Mm-hmm.
Watch comes first. Warning comes... Advisory is the first one.
Advisory, then watch, then warning, and then you're there. I've had this take before, though. I think watch and warning should be flipped.
That's right. I think we have gone through this before.
Warning, because once I'm being warned, that should be step two. Step three, it's here.
No.
Now I'm watching.
So here we go.
That's the watch. I'm watching the storm.
First is a watch. A terrible. Watch is a risk of hazardous terrible. Weather or hydrologic event.
Hydrologic event.
Well, you know, rain.
could just say rain. Hydrologic event.
Or
such a
wait.
PR
what about,
thing to say.
What about like a flood? Or what about like a mudslide? Or a,
that's a hydrologic
or a
event
tsunami.
Too?
Tsunami. These all involve water.
Okay.
Right, anyway. People should have a plan of action in case a storm threatens. They should listen for later information. Advisory is when... hazardous weather or hydrologic event is occurring, imminent or likely. And a warning is when it's occurring, imminent or likely. So people in the path of the storm take protective action. In the case of an advisory, less serious conditions than warnings. Mm-hmm. Significant inconvenience if caution is not exercised could lead to situations. So I don't know where we are. Let's just call it the advisor advisory.
It's the advisor advisory. All right, fine. They're going to hire Peter Chiarelli to be the senior. You saying that name earlier today, like, who are they going to hire someone that's going to be the next GM? My question. Is whoever they hire going to be the next GM if Adams were to be fired after a year? Some of those guys won't. Like, I think if Rick Dudley were the guy, Rick Dudley's like 80 years old or almost 80. Is he going to be the GM at that? I guess he could.
Yeah.
I guess he could. I mean, Lou Lamoriello was just the GM of the Islanders, and he's in his 80s. So, but I don't know, like, if like a guy like Chiarelli or someone that's in their, like, early 60s or late 50s that's done the job before. If they hired someone like that, I'm thinking, okay, 1 year, and if this doesn't go well, Adams gets fired, and then this guy who's already in the organization is now going to run it. Fair?
Yeah. Well, at the risk of stealing from the Belichick conversation... this all, to me, reminds me of when people would say, what about Belichick for Bill's defensive coordinator? Like, what? You're going to get a guy that used to run franchises and be the boss, come in and just be an advisor and put his name on it, but not run the team. I mean, that just doesn't really happen that often where guys drop down the board. But it does. But in this case, you're jumping in with a GM in his sixth season and a head coach that is returning, and it's just, what am I going to do here? What do you want me to do? You want me to talk about, I don't know, advise the GM, I guess. Anyway, we'll get a call on that if you want to. There's an announcement from Peacock. So maybe we knew this, maybe we didn't. Peacock holiday exclusive.
Is this the holiday touchdown thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
So Peacock will be announcing an exclusive game week 17 in prime time. So Christmas is on a Thursday. Streaming live that Saturday night, Peacock gets a game. The Peacock holiday exclusive. It will be selected from a pool of key Week 17 matchups. So this game is likely not to be announced. This is, remember, this happens a lot where we get to the Saturday before the final week, and it's three of these five games will be flexed into spots.
Yep.
I think that Peacock will be choosing a game here. We're excited to present the Week 17 Peacock holiday exclusive in a Saturday night showcase. Blah, blah, blah. Sunday Night Football's on NBC one night later, so they'll have a pair of games Saturday, Sunday, and they will be picking a game from the Week 17 matchups for an exclusive only on Peacock game. You may remember Bills Chargers was a Peacock exclusive, the first ever.
Yep.
That was Week 16.
Remember that.
In 2023. And then Chiefs Dolphins was a Peacock exclusive playoff game.
Right. That was the Chiefs and the Dolphins?
Yeah. The really cold game, January 2024.
Yep.
So there you go. That's the update from Peacock.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we don't think we'll know that one.
No, that's just...
We'll know, like, maybe what the options will be.
Yes.
Okay.
Ben in Tonawanda's up. Hey, Ben, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so when you guys were talking about that Dorsey era of the Bills, you reminded me that Broncos game might have been my least favorite regular season game of the entire Allen era. And the reason is this. I have had season tickets for a few years, and it's great because I get to bring people every once in a while. And so if you guys recall, the Broncos had gotten beat by the Dolphins like 70-20, like 2 weeks before that game.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know, all right, this will be a good game to bring my 15-year-old sister to. The game unfolds the way that it unfolds. My seats are all the way up at the top of the stadium. So when the Broncos started that last drive, I said, let's go down. We'll wait in the concourse, watching the TV, see what happens. So Russ throws that long ball, and Teron Johnson commits the pass interference. And so I say, all right, let's get out of here. We're walking through the parking lot outside of the stadium, and I assumed that we were going to lose because they were going to kick a field goal. And I see a few grown men huddled around some guy with a cell phone. So I walk over there because I assume maybe something's happening. Maybe God himself is intervening with the game. And so I look, and we're all watching, you know, the field goal get lined up. He misses it. And we hear, before that happened, we heard the whole stadium explode. And then, you know, on the screen, it misses. So I'm standing in the Bills parking lot with four grown men, all of whom are 2 to 3 times my age, hugging and jumping up and down like we're a bunch of little kids. My 15-year-old sister is watching this happen. And then we all realized that a flag had been thrown and we lost. And so not only did I have to live with the embarrassment of that, but the cherry on top was on the walk back to my car, I lost my favorite vintage Bills hat that was on top of my head. Oh. Had fallen off at some point, and I didn't realize it, and all of which I blamed on Ken Dorsey. So I was elated the next day when he was fired.
Yeah.
So that's all I got, but thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Ben. The last two Bills offensive coordinators to be fired, it's Dorsey, and is it all the way back to Greg Roman in-season firing? Because both got fired in a game where like the defense lost.
Yeah, that's right. But there was the Dorsey one, there was a long buildup.
For sure.
There was a long buildup to it. Even in that game, I mean, they had 15 points with 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, like that's
like, it's not like they were great that day.
No, that's not okay. That's not okay with Josh Allen.
I'm watching back some of those highlights real quick. There were some turnovers. Gabe Davis fumbled.
Gabe had a drop. It went out of his hands and into an it picked off right out of the air.
And then he had another fumble later.
He had a fumble also? Okay.
Yeah, James Cook
fumbled on the game's first play.
Yep. James Cook also fumbled back to himself It went for like 40 yards. Remember that one?
I don't.
It got punched out, and the ball popped right back up to him, and he kept running for like another 20 yards. Nice. So maybe they got a little lucky on that one. That's the that story is the opposite of my Vikings Bill story, where I left thinking they had won and heard the stadium explode, not knowing what it was, and we all huddled around someone's phone to watch them lose to Minnesota somehow.
Yep.
So
I have a similar Vikings story where I'm outside watching, and they made the stop on fourth down. Okay, it must be over, and I left.
Same.
What? Why are they in overtime?
Right.
Kind of gets to that
why
point.
Why are they desperately trying to drive down the field to tie the football game, which they did do, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of, it is to the point where they only lose when an unbelievable number of things go wrong.
That was a Sunday 1 o'clock game, wasn't it?
Mm.
Minnesota? It's daylight.
It is daylight. It is. I think it is Sunday.
It'd be tough to be that late
yeah.
in the game if it was a 4 o'clock game and have it still be bright out. I think it must have been a 1 o'clock game. It had to have been.
It was
4
early.
O'clock games, no time of the year, I bet, a 4 o'clock game is still that bright at night.
Right, because it was, November 13th, so for it to still be light out, it had
gotta
to
be. Got to be one.
Yeah.
How many ones are they going to get this year?
Over, dude. Under, 2.5.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I home games, 1 o'clock, over, under, 2.5. Full schedule?
Yeah, because on the road, they're going to play. How many are they going to play on the road?
They could play
Cleveland
20.
Could easily be a road game.
Pittsburgh could be. Atlanta could be. The Dolphins could
Atlanta,
be.
Atlanta.
Patriots, Jets. I mean, every
road game.
Every road game could be 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Which doesn't help the Bills fan that loves the 1 o'clock tailgate at the stadium if they're all on the road and none of them are at home, or almost none of them.
Bills posted a video of their new stadium. The first seats have been installed.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. Now you can sit.
Yeah,
before it was just, you know, precast concrete. The first seats have been installed. You get a look inside there pretty soon. More, you know, more tours, more all that. Seats.
I guess I'm not really thinking about the stadium closing at all with the schedule release. I'm just totally tuned out to, like, what's their last game going to be? Like, whatever.
You don't care?
It'll be, no, because it'll be the end of the stadium one way or another. And another part of it is I cannot imagine they don't win the division. Can anybody? Like, last year, I picked them to win the division. I could have imagined them not winning it, though. This year, I think that's part of it. Like, I would be stunned if their last regular season home game was the last game at that stadium.
Right, right. I would agree with that.
What would have to happen? I mean, Drake May would have to become Josh. Or some version, like 80% of Josh.
Well,
maybe.
Hold on. You say Drake May has to become Josh. One of the Bills' division wins, they finished tied with Miami and got it on tiebreakers.
Uh-huh.
And Tua...
But we just talked about that season. Dorsey, everything went wrong in the middle of that season.
The point I'm making is only that Tua didn't become Josh to tie them in the... Like, things... What could happen? Things mm-hmm. don't go as well for the Bills. A couple of injuries here, there, key injuries... You know, the defense doesn't come around. The Bills, to win their division, are minus 250, and they are the biggest favorites in the NFL to win their division. The Chiefs are the next closest at minus 130. So twice as likely mm-hmm. as the next most likely team to win the division, the Bills.
Would May, though, have to put up, even with that? So that year, that's the year Tua stays healthy all the way through.
Yep.
I mean, he throws for 4,600 yards. Like... There would need May would have to have a year.
Well, one way
and it doesn't just have to be him. I mean, it could be Tua again, I think May is more likely.
The only other thing that has to happen again, like you have to remember the non-balanced schedule. Let's say the Bills beat them twice,
and
if the Bills beat them twice, the three games different are very different.
New England schedule.
They get the Giants. The Bills get the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots get the Raiders,
mm-hmm.
and the Bills get the Chiefs.
Hmm.
So, you know, there's big differences on the schedule. It's funny how, as we're talking about, how could they lose the division? We both go to New England. The odds,
that's for me. Yeah.
Well, sure. The odds in the division, New England's plus 700. The Dolphins are plus 475. We're just not considering the Dolphins.
I don't see it. I don't see the path. Like... I guess I'm not stunned by that the odds would be better for Miami than they are for New England. Just their offseason they've had hasn't been great, at least in terms of the piece they lost. I think a lot of people like their draft, though.
Yep.
I don't think that quarterback's going to play 17 games. The odds are against it. He's done it once in 5 years. And even when he's played recently, it's been okay, but maybe not phenomenal.
Well, we did an exercise last week where I said, find 10 wins for the Patriots.
And I got there easily.
You got there kind of easy.
I got there
easily. The schedule's not difficult. You want to try and find 10 wins for Miami?
Should the NFL be doing that a different way? Like just lining it up against your standings? Why not do a Champions League draw for who you're going to play across your division? We're going to randomize it. And you could have the show on NFL Network if you want. The schedule drawing, more than just like we're going to announce the schedule. Yeah. Hey, Bills, here's the AFC East pot. How would you do it? Here's the Bills pot, and you're going to grab one of the four NFC East teams. Okay, Bills, you get?
You would just basically,
Giants.
Yeah, you would eliminate the rotation is what you would do.
You eliminate the rotation, you would just randomize it.
Yeah.
And then you could have a show with ping pong balls or whatever you want.
Let's do a very quick Dolphins. See if you find 10 here. Josh, hit us with some NFL music. You found 10 for New England. And
easily.
And you didn't work hard.
No.
Can you find 10 for Miami, okay?
Okay.
Not going to give them one against the Bills.
No.
Jets.
I'll give them one.
One. Patriots.
I'll give them one.
Okay. Atlanta.
Where is it?
At Atlanta.
When?
Carolina.
When?
Cleveland.
When?
Indy.
Where is it?
At Indy.
Indy.
Wow. You're back.
I'm a Richardson guy. You are Richardson.
You are taking a page from Howard and getting yourself to the result rather than picking honestly.
I learned from the master.
You are not picking honestly.
I like Anthony Richardson.
You just gave them wins in Carolina, Cleveland, and Atlanta.
Higher yards per attempt than Patrick Mahomes last season. Just saying.
Okay. Well, trust me. It was coming back to earth here. Baltimore.
Lost.
Cincinnati.
Lost.
New Orleans.
Win.
Six. Bucks.
Loss.
Chargers.
Where is it?
Home.
Miami.
Commanders.
Commanders.
Steelers.
Dolphins.
Eight.
That was eight?
That's eight.
Did you include the division ones? I felt like more than eight.
You only gave me two division games.
Right, okay.
Two divisions.
So eight. Eight and nine?
What'd you say? Did you give me Atlanta? Atlanta?
Yeah.
Carolina, Cleveland. You didn't give me Indy.
No, but I gave you the Chargers.
Saints, Chargers, Steelers. 8-9.
All right. That's probably not even close to where the Bills will be.
No.
That's probably a 3-4 game lead over Miami.
Barring a catastrophic
meltdown.
Listen, there are two scenarios where the Bills could not have a good season. One is, of course, the catastrophic injury that won't even speak into the universe.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The other is a series of injuries that just, you know, limit them. Because even though Josh is amazing, yep, certain injuries would limit his ability, their ability to do what they need to do. You know, you lose Dawkins, I'd be worried. They might be able to patch together. You lose Dawkins Brown. You lose McGovern and Brown.
They really have faced no injuries on the offensive side of the football for how long?
Well, that depends. Kincaid was playing hurt, and
yeah,
Coleman
but like what
got
you're talking
hurt,
about, where a series of guys are all out. Yeah, like right. That happened on defense.
Yep,
2 years ago,
multiple years,
right? A stretch of time on offense where you got four guys out. I mean, their line hasn't been hurt in 2 years. Anybody? Spencer Brown missed one game in the last 2 years. Is that the extent of their line injuries?
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
That's crazy. And the receivers, I mean, it's Gabe, right? Gabe Davis missed a couple games a couple different times. But you never had a stretch with Allen that I can remember where, oh, yeah, four guys are out. Two linemen, two receivers, and a tight end are all missing. It's always been one or the other. In defense, you've had times where, like, oh, you have no linebackers and no corner. Congratulations. Go ahead. Beat the Chiefs.
I have it in my notes. I forgot to do this to this point, but have you guys seen Back to the Future?
No.
No. Yes for you, Josh?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
I
and yes.
Seen it.
Okay. All right. Just
because.
Why did it come to mind? Because yesterday on the group chat when we were texting, and I was in my head, Shane Lowry was going to win me a new driver. I was thinking about, as he started to give that lead back to Sepp Straka, the pictures of the family disappearing. Like the driver was just slowly disappearing as, and I was me smiling with my new driver. Except if Shane Lowry had won, I disappeared from the picture, like Marty McFly's family.
I know the meme.
Okay,
it's I didn't know it was really, from that. It would have made sense though.
That's like that's a meme 30 years before memes showed up, and it's an all timer. An image that's perfectly done is he's looking at the picture and his family members are going away.
OG meme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like isn't that what all memes are? They're just old things brought back to life.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much true. Yeah, I feel like.
You know what? Memes are basically caption this photo with something else.
That's, yeah, I think if you look up meme,
Or it's a photo that describes a situation. You don't even have to caption it. It's just like.
Sure.
You know what it is.
What's the meme for today's NBC announcement that it's Cowboys-Eagles? Like, thanks. Good job.
Yeah, there's like 75 of those. Just like, okay, I guess. Yeah.
The Larry David, eh?
Yeah. Major NFL announcement. Okay.
Major NFL announcement.
What is funny. It? The Cowboys are playing in Philly. Okay. Thanks.
How good are the Cowboys going to be this year? What's the line in that game? The
Cowboys are going to be good this year.
What's the line?
Actually, I shouldn't say that. Their coach is very much an unknown. Right? Is their coach going to be good?
Schottenheimer?
Yeah. He's never been a good offensive coordinator.
Doesn't really inspire any confidence in me.
No, not at all.
Not in me. Right. I've never been impressed. How long has he been a coordinator? And I can't ever remember thinking, wow, that dude's running a show right there. Like one of the best offenses in the league. And I feel like he's been a coordinator for a decade. There is a line, by the way, already on that game. The Eagles at home, they are favored by 6.5 over Dallas.
Okay.
So definitely expected to be the better team. I mean, Dallas might be good and still very easily finish third in their division. It's going to be a good division.
Yeah.
Right? The Giants, I listened to some podcast. Was it Sam Monson? I don't remember who I was listening to. But oh, it was the Ringer NFL guys. That the Giants, don't be surprised, like they might have the best defense in football this year. They might win a lot of games 17-10. Their line is incredible. They've got like a hole in their secondary maybe, but the front seven is going to be awesome. And there's a safety they like, so I don't know if they'll be able to score because they're going to have Russell Wilson probably start the season. That's by far the fourth team. Fourth team might be a lead on defense, so that division I think is going
to
be loaded.
They're going to they're going to throw to Malik Nabers all day,
90 times a game.
Yeah,
if you're a Malik Nabers, what's best for Nabers? Who do you want as their quarterback?
Winston.
I forgot he was even there. I honestly completely forgot he was there. That's right.
Maybe Jackson Dart. 803-0550 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It's schedule leak Monday.
It's
schedule release week.
Yes.
Yeah. We're hanging out. Enjoy it. It's beautiful out there. Like 80 today.
Everyone's freaking out because I've never seen Back to the Future. This was a known thing.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Back to the Future, what year did it come out? 1988? 1986?
Ooh, I thought it had early 80s.
No, I think it's 80.
85,
okay. Yo, that makes sense.
How many Back to the Futures are there?
There are three. Unless there's a fourth one.
There is a fourth.
There's a fourth? What's the fourth
Unless
one?
It's an unofficial.
It's got to be. The trilogy.
No, it's there is a trailer for a. Is this coming out this year or is this fake? Tom Holland in Back to the Future 4? Yeah, this has got to be fake.
IMDb.com says, is it real?
I got by the internet?
Maybe.
I think I got by the internet. There's no way Tom Holland and Robert Downey Jr. and Michael J. Fox are starring in Back to the Future 4, we're saying?
I mean, I don't want to say there's no way. Every single thing gets rebooted.
That's true. Yep.
Back to the Future 3.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
I mean, real bad? Really bad?
I don't know.
The Back to the Future franchise was, the first one is, of course, like, all-timer. Second one has memorable stuff and is kind of weird. And three is just, the world forgot about it. Everybody saw it once and said, like, see you later.
I mean, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 79.
Really?
Which is pretty good.
They turn a train into a time machine. An old.
You should love that.
Hey, you know what? You're right about that.
Come on. That's right. Right up your alley. It's Back to the Future with trains?
I mean.
What are we doing? You should be watching it today.
Everybody knows that Dr. Emmett Brown thought that wide receivers were not a worthy investment, though, Joe. We'll get a break in. 803-0550. Golf card. Go to WGR. Go to getmyperks.com. That's where you go.
Yep.
Getmyperks.com. And at the website, you'll see like a where to go to. You drop down to Buffalo, and what do you see? You see the WGR VIP golf card. That's right. Lots of stuff for $129. What is it? You're going to get 61% off the price of all these things. But it's a gift certificate to Rick Zurek Golf. 18 holes with cart at Diamond Hawk. 18 holes at Shamrock Hills with cart. Golf Dojo, an hour there. Attica's 10th hole, 18 with a cart. Encore Golf, dozen Vero X1 golf balls. Bobolink, 18 holes. And Destroyer Park Golf Course, which is park golf, which is kind of a cool, fun thing. 18 holes there as well. That's all at getmyperks.com. Get them before they sell out. Get your $300+ in value for $129 at getmyperks.com.
It's the Dallas Cowboys. Let's go! We will start the season on September 4th in Philadelphia with one of the great rivalries. It's been a quarter century since the Cowboys and the Eagles have played week one.
Oh.
Dallas, new coach in Brian Schottenheimer, Dak Prescott back against Jalen Hurts, 2,000-yard rusher Saquon Barkley, and the Philadelphia Eagles. What a way to start what begins the 20th year of Sunday Night Football.
Cowboys and Eagles. Who's excited?
Whatever.
Who's excited?
And those NFC East matchups just never look sexy to me. You know? Too many years of they're always on in the prime window when the teams are like kind of mid. Even though it's a pretty good matchup. And as I said last time, I feel like the division's actually really good. So.
Yep.
Any mock schedules out there? Anyone putting mock schedules together for the Bills?
Is a mock schedule not less useful than a mock draft? Ooh, a mock schedule is just like, how about this one?
Yeah. Is it less useful than a mock? I mean, a mock draft itself is, yeah, maybe there's less randomness to it because you know more about needs and the players you can look into. And yeah, like here's one I just found where the Bills would play week one Sunday night against the Bengals.
Love it.
Week three Monday night against the Patriots. Week seven, oh baby, this is a Thursday night game. Week seven at the Falcons on Thursday Night Football.
Okay.
All day.
Love it.
Week eight, Bills at Dolphins on Sunday Night Football.
I mean, these are not the prime opponents they have. We're looking at 425s in this case.
Week 17, Thursday night, Christmas night against the Ravens. Oof. What do you want for Christmas, though? You want the best matchup possible, don't you?
Yeah, but this is where the league has a problem on Christmas. We just told you that earlier this segment or this hour that Peacock's holiday exclusive, that's what it's called, by the way.
Yeah.
The Peacock holiday exclusive is going to be Saturday night football that Christmas week. They're going to pick from the best matchups. The tough part about Christmas is you go Ravens-Bills, you might not get Josh and Lamar. It might be over. If the Bills are...
Yeah, but how true has that ever been? Like, I mean, Lamar maybe sat once in a Week 17, didn't he? But okay. Has Allen ever sat in a Week 17?
You just might not have the game mean really much. Chiefs-Steelers was a Christmas game last year that we're like, this kind of doesn't... Like, what are the odds here? The Chiefs win this game and their regular season ends. Right. 2 weeks
left.
They
were playing for the one seed still.
They were. Only because the Bills beat them. And you're right. It might not be normal for a Week 17 game to have everything locked up, but...
But you're right, it's possible.
It is.
It's possible.
And if you, again, if you are the NFL, and I've got Allen and Lamar head-to-head, where do I want to put them? I go, let's be safe with this. This was one of the conversations Sal had with Mike North way back when Brady played against the Patriots back in New England. You remember when that was? It was like week four.
Right.
Let's not mess around. Let's make sure we get that game, because if we wait too long, somebody could get hurt. A team is out of it. In this case, it's let's make sure we get our favorite matchup of the year in. And, you know, Allen and Lamar could be week five. And you'd say, like, all right, feel good about that's going to be, you know, start October sweeps. I don't know. You know, they think about a lot of stuff that I probably don't think about.
Yeah. The Nerding on NFL account just tweeted out connecting some dots that the way this is shaping up, if they're doing a Week 17 Peacock exclusive game, then you might get that, this is normal anyway, that triple header on NFL Network Saturday on Week 16.
Okay.
If that happens, though, you're going up against the college football playoff on the same day.
Right.
And do they want to put three NFL games on against the college football playoff? I don't know.
Yeah.
More scheduling quirks, though, that I don't know what they'll do. The days of the year make it a little weirder. Does that mean next year Christmas will be on a Friday? Like we'll have a few more years before it becomes kind of awkward again where it's like a Tuesday or a Wednesday? I don't know.
Christmas, now I've Googled what day of the week it's on. Here, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday.
So they're going to be on Christmas every, like without question.
Yep.
For years, and then by then you might be so established that you're like, okay, we'll figure out how to play on Tuesday.
Well, 2029, it's a Tuesday, and 2030, it's a Wednesday.
Those two years.
They made it work for Wednesday, and I bet they make it work for Tuesday.
All right, so they're going to play Christmas until the sun burns out. Probably.
Okay. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. But we're going down rabbit holes. I'm Googling what day Christmas is on in 2030. It's like, all right, here we are.
You think they're going to be on Christmas. Do we want them on Christmas, though?
I think it doesn't even matter if you want it. It's going to happen. So that's why.
Okay, but I don't know if I'll be happy about it. Like, I guess I don't know. I've never experienced what it would be like to have a Bills game on Christmas Day. Because, you know, it depends on what your normal festivities are on Christmas. By Christmas night, I'm not usually really doing anything by that point.
Yeah.
But maybe some families are. I don't know.
Christmas night, I'm usually wanting to go to sleep at 7 p.m.
That's
and I got to
right,
make it
right.
The whole night. That's tough. Dan in New Jersey. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So I was I was listening. You mentioned, you know, what would it take? The idea that it would be crazy for the Bills to lose the division, and I mostly agree, but that's partly why the NFL is so popular, right? Because we come week four, week five, there's always some result that is starting to form, and everybody's like, "Is this for real? Could this possibly be happening?" So, I don't know. I could see, you know, maybe the run game takes a step backwards. Maybe the pass game stays where it was, or also takes a step backwards. So, I agree with you. It feels super unlikely that the Bills don't win the division.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the NFL, you know. Like anything could happen. So I guess we'll see.
Thanks, Dan. You know, this kind of makes me think about the larger conversation about, you know, every Bills fan's got an idea of the best way to win, and, you know, arguments between fans or with the GM himself. Allen and Mahomes and Lamar are probably the three that are variable proof.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to – Mahomes has a bad year and they're still going to go, like, 15-2 because he's going to make the plays on third down. Allen, oh, there's injuries here. Your defense is this. You have this thing that's so valuable, you're going to win no matter what. Some quarterbacks are really good, but not good enough to be completely –
Mm-hmm.
I think it was C.J. Stroud. Did C.J. Stroud take a step back last year? You could make that case. You could also make the case, well, he's still really good, but things fell apart around him, and he's not quite the level to bring it all. That's fine. We're going to win 13 games anyway. Allen is. And, you know, the Bills are trying to build a team around him, so when stuff goes wrong, they've got depth in different spots, and they've got a revamped front four, and they can make it all happen. But, yeah, like, when we sit here and say what would have to happen, we only really talk about injuries. Joe Brady's had the job long enough. We pointed out earlier this morning that Dorsey went from we like him to he's got to go in a month.
Yeah. That's, though, where there is one difference between those three. When you talk about variables, one of them is different than the others. Last 5 years, how many division titles does Josh Allen have? Five.
Yeah.
Last 5 years, how many division titles does Patrick Mahomes have?
Five.
Five. Last 5 years, how many does Lamar Jackson have?
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
He has another dude in his division that if you don't even really need to trip up. If they've got their you-know-what together over in Cincinnati, you could be at your best and still find a way to lose the division because you've got another kingpin in your division.
And the Bills might, 2 years from now, we might talk like that. If May goes where it looks like he might go, then you might have a legitimate, all right, it's a two-horse race in the division every year, and you've got to be ready.
And that's where it is a little different because, like, Kansas City, same thing. Like, they've been the May on, you know, are the Chargers ever going to figure it out with their super talented Justin Herbert? They've been asking that question for 5 years. Like, Kansas City's been waiting around like, hey, one of you guys going to get it together over here?
Yeah.
You've got good quarterbacks. Like, come on. And no one has. And the Bills, same thing. Like, Miami's come close, and now maybe New England will. Baltimore doesn't have to ask that question. Like, they've got another franchise quarterback in their division ready to go. So that would be one key difference. The Bills, by the way, by the betting odds, if you care, are significantly more favored than any other team to win their division. Like, by what division odds are. They're minus 240, and nobody else is better than minus 150.
Right.
Which would be Philadelphia.
803-0550 if you want to be a part of the show. Thanks for the phone call. Extendo Sports and the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Hey, this Thursday, come meet Khalil Shakir, Buffalo Bills wide receiver. Thursday, May 15th, 5 to 6 p.m. at the Walden Avenue Verizon store. That's on 3393 Union Road in Cheektowaga. And while you're there, chance to win tickets to the home opener, which we'll find out this week, a $250 gift card to the stadium store, and post-game field access to that home opener. Again, Thursday at the Verizon store on Walden Avenue.
Very good. Also coming up, Saturday, you can join Brian Koziel. He broadcasts live from Batavia Downs Casino, 2 to 5. Celebrate the Preakness with their 2025 Tacos and Tequila Fest inside the Park Place Event Center from 5 to 7. Tickets are $35, include tequila samplings, $20 gaming free play, $5 wager to use on the Preakness, and a complimentary taco bar. Visit BataviaDownsGaming.com to get your tickets while you still can.
Tonight is the NBA Draft Lottery for Cooper Flagg. Do you care about any of these teams getting a star player? Utah, Washington, Charlotte, New Orleans, Toronto.
Give me Toronto.
Philly.
Give me Toronto.
San Antonio, 6%.
Give me Toronto.
Super team over there. I agree. Also, my Rockies bet continues to go phenomenal.
You bet the under on their season total?
58.5. They're on pace for 22.
22 wins.
6-33 is their record at the moment. The Rockies...
They fired their manager.
Wait, after you see the game before?
Don't discount the new manager bounce.
You know, to be fair, I guess my record's not completely updated because after the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
They fired their manager. They won 9-3 yesterday.
Did you see that they gave the manager a vote of confidence right before the game that they proceeded to lose 21-0?
And then they fired him?
21-0. Listen, that vote of confidence... They should have put in the vote of confidence. Listen, we are confident that the answer is in this room. P.S. Unless they lose by 20 tonight.
What is a manager supposed to do?
They lost by three touchdowns.
What is a manager supposed to do? Tell his batters, like, hit the ball.
Right. Or pitchers.
Pitchers.
Like, did you just take a shot at the whole career of being a baseball manager?
Listen, there's strategy involved. You make decisions. You get hammered 21-0. What are you doing?
After losing.
I should have called different plays, balls to swing at.
Here are the amount of runs they had given up in their previous however many games. 21, 13, 11, 10, 8, 9, 6. This is a Major League Baseball team.
Is it?
No, they're not. Their run differential on the season is minus 134. They are on pace for minus 518. The Major League Baseball record is 330.
It's exciting.
Last year, here's another comparison. There's so many good stats on how this is the worst team in baseball history. Last year, everyone thought the White Sox was the worst team in baseball history, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last year at this time, the Rockies have 6 wins, or I guess now 7. The White Sox had 11. They are 50 runs worse than last year's White Sox team, and then you get into OPS and all the other stuff.
I want to close the show with a joke I saw over the weekend that's my favorite joke that I hear every year, and it hits every time.
Is it like a May 12th joke?
It's a Mother's Day joke.
Oh.
Every single year, I see this joke tweeted about Mother's Day, and every single year, it's really funny. And it is, Mother's Day is the day of the year where crime is at its lowest, which makes you wonder about all the moms out there committing crimes that aren't doing it because they're having brunch with their kids. Every year I see it, and every year it gets me. It's just such a good joke.
Uh-huh.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there and everybody, you know. We're back tomorrow, maybe with a game. The Bills.
I would take one Bills game by tomorrow at 6. Or even like a rumor about a Bills game.
I think tonight Amazon tells us that the MVP is playing Black Friday, Christmas night. Mm-hmm. I think it's Christmas night.
The Bills are starring in a Christmas movie this year, too. So
Holiday touchdown?
Yeah.
They should have named it something like Leaping Over You or something like that. With
Holiday Table Smashers.
There you go. All right, cheers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.